Apollo 10, this is Houston, we're standing by.
Hello, Houston, Apollo 10.
Hello, Apollo 10, this is Houston. How'd the burn go?
Roger, Houston, we are returning to the Earth. Over.
Glad to have you on the way back home, 10.
Roger, the burn was absolutely beautiful, and Geo has reported, and we've got a fantastic view of the moon now. Over.
Mighty fine, Tom. Standing by for that report.
Hey, Joe, you got an attaboy for that update. Here it comes. Burn was on time. It was 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Residuals were plus 0.3, which we reduced to 0.2, plus 1.6 and minus 0.2. LDC is minus 1.9. Fuel remaining is 6.7%. Oxidizer is 9.2%. My plugs is reading off scale high on the increase. I went through the procedure, but apparently did no good at all. I'm still reading full scale increase on the plugs, and my oxidizer flow valve is still an increase at the completion of the burn.
Roger, can you copy all that? Ten, this is Houston. We'd like to go ahead and take that fuel cell one off both buses now.
Going off right now, Joe. The TV is being turned on now, and as Tom starting to pan, we have a couple quick short words for you.
Roger, we're standing by. Go ahead. This is Houston. We copied that transmission. Thank you.
Glad you got the message.
Boy, this view has got to be a fantastic thing.
The Aussies have their sets tuned in because it's utterly fantastic here.
Roger that, Tom. I'm sure
they're all watching. We're taking a picture right now of Sierkowski down south there. That's impressive.
Roger, copy.
What a place.
And we have a black and white signal at this point.
Bye.
That's Tsiolkovsky back there. It's big and black and very distinguishable. Fantastic. Incredible.
Roger, we can see it pretty plain on the set. That's the one right up near the horizon. Is that firm?
Sitting on the horizon, way out there, right.
Hey, there you go. Now we're picking it up. We can see the center of it.
We can see the whole of the sea now.
That's it, Joe. That's full zoomed. You ought to be able to see that real good.
We can. That's just real good, James.
I need to see the whole of Smith Sea, and I see old F1 down there. There's deeper. Got this big bright red crater up on the northern horizon. They're going to try to put that on the tube. Boy, that's a big one. And erase that crater, go all the way across the moon. Must be new.
Roger, Ken, what's your f-stop setting on the camera now?
Roger, Joe, I've got it at 22. The moon's awful bright.
Roger that, Tom. Thanks.
I'll occasionally flick it up, down, and then back to unsaturate the tube, but that's what you see there. Okay, we're taking all kinds of pictures. I've got the tubes. Gino has the sequence camera, and John has the Hasselblad. We're getting all this documented. Is that better, Joe?
Yeah, that's a little bit better, Tom. What'd you do there?
Stand by, I changed my ALC switch on it.
Yeah, that's a lot better picture there, Tom. That's great. The detail's coming out a lot better.
Okay, and again, as we move away, the basic moon looks tan to us. The new craters are definitely white with the impact of some of the volcanic ones. But from this sun angle, it's basically tan out there, a light white tan. And the rays you can see were even lighter. I move over this way, the one crater you can see over there is a brownish in color with the one central peak. And I'll try to put the zoom on it for you.
Roger, Tom, we're picking it up now. We can see the central peak in the crater.
Okay, do you have any color there, Joe, at all?
Say again, Tom, please.
Roger, do you have color in Houston or just black and white, over?
We've got color here in Houston, there's quite a little bit of light for the color, although we can make out the crater and we can see the central peak in it. The black and white, it's coming out real good.
Okay. What I'm looking at now is a brown, and the peak into it is a light tan. Around it is a little darker tan. Does that correlate with your colors, over?
Rod, that looks real good on the monitor here, Tom. That's just what we're seeing here.
This is absolutely incredible.
I thought it was a fantastic view leaving the Earth, but it's going to be even more fantastic when leaving the moon here and heading back to the good old Earth. Over.
Roger that, Tom.
I got the hull of the Smith V.
Right,
right. Grace him.
Okay, the way you see it right now is all about the F-50, about probably 55 on the zoom. That's about the way we're seeing it now, maybe a little more.
Roger, understand.